My name is John Michael Muldoon. I grew up in, a council house in Yorkshire, in Knaresborough, very nice sort of mid-war council estate. Everyone had a little garden. In early 1978, I decided to train to be a social worker. In those days, well, because I was working in adult social care, council wasn't really interested in funding people. They wanted frontline field social workers. So I got a grant from the Department of Health, as it was in those days. And I was looking for a placement. And someone said, there's this place in Islington, Islington People's Rights. So I went, I banged on the door in December and said, how about it? And I met this bloke called Paul Bayman, who was the organiser. And he'd just taken on a full-time member of staff through, I think it was called Urban Aid at the time, became in a city partnership. And she was called Barbara Foreman. And I think she went on to be a social worker in due course as well. She was from Ireland. So there are two workers, and I was quite interested in welfare rights because when I'd been at university, I'd helped out in the vacations down on a community project in off Mill Road in Cambridge near the maternity hospital. And I'd learned a bit about doing welfare rights there because it was much simpler in those days. So I knew a bit about it. So I pitched up in January 79 at IPR for 3 months, and pretty soon was running appeals, doing casework, sitting down with people who drop in. Most mornings, I think, it wasn't sort of we'd turn people away, but people would be queuing up in the corridor outside waiting their turn to come and sit down on one of the chairs. And the people were very patient. And we recruited one or two members of staff as we grew from people who'd been our service users. At that time, there's also something called the Claimants Union. And the claimants' unions are more political, I suppose, I won't say political branch of CPAG, but certainly it was more driven at empowerment of claimants. Because in those days, people who claim benefits were called claimants by official done, and they set themselves up as a claimants' union. They weren't a sort of strict trade union, but they were there as a lobbying and pressure group and self-empowerment group for people who claim benefits. So we had quite close links with them. Paul said, would I like to be treasurer? So I said, why not? Which was quite easy when there were only two members of staff. But then it grew and grew and grew. And so one of my first tasks was to find a payroll system, which was this manual self-carboning ledger book with tear-off strips that became the payslip. I was treasurer for quite a long time. I forget when I became chair, probably about 15 years ago, I took over as chair. There have been various incarnations of chair. Yeah, so as I stood down about 9 years ago, and that's because I became a select committee chair down in Lewisham. In those days, any organisation could get grants. There were all sorts of complaints probably in the Daily Mail about the sort of organisations that were getting grants. When I first went, we were getting some money from, I think it was called Urban Aid, which became Inner City Partnership to fund Barbara. And our next worker came, we were granted money for a typist, because in those days we organisations had typists and big organisations had typing pools. So yes, IPR got money from Urban Aid, and then I think the next major growth came when we got funding for what we call the Action Research Project. I forget who funded that. I don't think it was Islington Council though. We took on two workers, I think it was Ruth Cohen and Mary Jane Tarpey. And their idea was, they got funding to do some research, action research, on how much, you know, a systematic approach to working out how much benefit welfare rights advice brought. And this was in the 80s. And that morphed into the hospital project. When that money ran out, we actually demonstrated how good it was. We had the hospital project based at the Whittington Hospital, and we had someone based at what was then the Free and Barnet Hospital. And I guess out of that, all the time we kept putting in more and more money. I forget what the largest workforce was, probably going on for 20, not necessarily full time. We had advice workers embedded in GP surgeries, which we got from the local primary care trust, which was a predecessor of clinical commissioning groups. So I think a movement amongst GPs, certainly in London, actually realised a lot of the people they saw didn't have medical conditions that were amenable to treatment. They suffered from poverty, from loneliness. So poverty, will you get an advice worker in? People then keep coming in. I do know in parts of the UK, I think the Southwest, they had projects to fund central heating and pay power bills for people, because if they weren't cold, they wouldn't be catching influenza and things like that. They wouldn't be living in damp, unhealthy conditions. So I think there was a movement, but certainly an enthusiasm from local GPs who have advice workers embedded in their practices. And we made hay whilst the sun shined. Yeah, IPR's expanded. It was a time of great expansion, I get round about, after late 80s. Yeah, there were more changes in benefits, cuts, restrictions in benefits, make them more difficult. But it was still less rule-driven than it is now. You didn't need a law degree to represent someone at the tribunal. There weren't volumes and volumes. There was much more discretion, because supplementary benefit had much more discretion in it. There's still some benefits, probably still had rules and precedent and things like that, but the tribunal system wasn't quite so codified. It wasn't, I suppose it was part of the Court and Tribunal Service or its predecessor, but tribunal members tend to be much more local people with them. I don't know how they were recruited, but they tend to be much more, you could see they were representatives of the local people. We're a great organisation in terms we did take on people with all sorts of backgrounds, as long as they were passionate and believed in welfare rights.